And, you know, and it goes on to Thondar's on his quest to fight for peace and justice.
Peace and yeah, good yeah. and justice.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And with his Ukla the Mock and Princess Ariel, they fight for justice. But anyway, they just tell you all kind of truth in cartoons and all uh-huh. kind of stuff. What they tell you truth. You just gotta know.
That's it.
Yeah. But getting back to the point, the first civilization to arise, I think, after the flood was they say it was Babylon with Nimrod. Said Nimrod was the first kingdom, but I kind of beg to differ on that. I think it was Egypt.
Egypt seems to have been the main player back then.
Yeah, because if you follow the bloodlines, which was Ham's bloodline, mm-hmm. because he had a son named Mizraim, and Mizraim it means Egypt.
Really?
Just yeah, it does.
I didn't know that.
And so is Kemet, and Kemet means Egypt more than the name Mizraim does because of the type of people that were living there in Egypt at the time.
Hmm.
But what I really want to get to is the fact that I don't think the God that we serve had no problem with Egypt until. Egypt was contaminated, and when I say Egypt was contaminated, I mean once the Israelis came or Israel. Once Israel got there, and they started to actually come in and corrupt Egypt.
But it's Egypt or the Hebrews corrupted Egypt rather than the other way around.
Yes,
never heard that.
The other way around.
Never heard that.
And you know, you got to actually do your research to actually find that out.
I'm guilty.
They're the ones that actually corrupted the Egyptians.
Egyptians.
Because if you notice, they were about to overpopulate Egypt, and they wanted them out.
The Hebrews, you mean?
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And then once they got to a certain point, they actually tried to drive them out, but then being Israel, as God's chosen people, He protected mm-hmm. them. For some reason or other, I just think Israel was an outcast from the beginning.
Yeah, it was the underdog.
Right. They're an
God
outcast.
God loves an underdog.
Right.
I'm with you.
And the thing was, He protected them.
As He's wont to do.
Right.
He's always protected them. Until they turn from Him and go to Baal, and then He'll destroy them.
Right. And that's another thing, too. You know, I mean, they would go back from one god to the next.
Constantly.
Right.
Yes.
And they would get punished, and then they would go back.
And He'll forgive them.
Yeah, He'll forgive them again.
Here we go again, over and over and over and over again. Yep.
If you want to, we can go ahead and take a break and I can come back.
Yeah, we probably should, and then we're going to finish this and go from there. So y'all bear with us. We'll be back. It's a 5-minute or it's one of them long ones.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Joe Chiro. A vigil held tonight in Virginia Beach, Virginia, for the 12 victims of yesterday's shooting. President Trump says he's spoken with Governor Ralph Northam and the city's mayor.
He tweeted that he wanted to offer condolences to that great community. He added, the federal government is there and will be for whatever they may need. God bless the families and all.
Fox's Garrett Tenney, 12 people were killed, 4 injured. The suspect died in a shootout with police. More rain is expected in the coming week in states already suffering from flooding, including Arkansas. Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz.
Another 3 to 4 inches of rain in the middle of the country. All of that eventually funneling down to the Mississippi River Delta. And that is a spot where we've been watching this entire watershed.
Evacuations continued today in Arkansas. This is Fox News.
spring is in full swing now, and Cathouse Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cathouse Marine is the place to go. At Cathouse Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cathouse Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cathouse Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
You know, we rely on our vehicles so much, and sometimes we don't give them the TLC, that tender, loving care that they need. Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. There's nothing worse than breaking down when you're on a trip or just running across town, for Pete's sake. You know what? All you have to do is go down to Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. They can take care of business. But the best thing to do is, if you have any suspicion whatsoever that your tires need replacing, that your oil needs changing, your transmission fluid, anything under the hood, or anything on the road, Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone can take care of business. I've been going over there now for 40 years. Some of the absolute best ASE mechanics that you will find anywhere. Do yourself a favor. They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Go by Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone for those Firestone and Bridgestone tires at a great, great price. You'll be glad you did. Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. They're on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Everybody's starting to ask me, when is it going to rain again? And honestly, the prospects are not good for the next few days. For tonight, we're going to be dry with mostly clear skies, a few clouds, overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow, looks like a high temperature in the lower 90s again. Continued dry, more sunshine, down to 70 for a low tomorrow night. And then getting hotter early next week. I think we'll be in the low to mid-90s on Monday, closer to the mid-90s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Maybe a few pop-up storms towards the middle of the week. But dry until then for the most part. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Welcome back to the program, Postman. We were talking about Egypt and the Hebrews. Go ahead with your biblical stuff.
Okay. Yes. I think the pre-dynastic Egyptians had no problem with the God of Heaven, and you know, because that was what he brought his people in to actually, you know, save them pretty much.
Well, who was the most famous pharaoh? Akhenaten. He was the one that got rid of all the false idols and had them worship one God.
Right. Yeah.
Was that the God of the Bible that he had them worship?
Now, I can't say that was the God of the Bible that he had them worship. But from the first rulers of Egypt, you know, which was Noah's sons, mm-hmm. Noah's sons and grandsons. Because, you know, Ham, remember his son?
Yeah.
I'm actually reading about his son, Ham.
Yeah.
Yeah, his bloodline was the ones that went to went to Kemet. As a matter of fact, Kemet means black land. That's what it means.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, so from there, I think that early dynastic rule in Egypt or pre-dynastic rule in Egypt
mm-hmm.
had no problem with him, or he had no problem with them, you know, because of because in essence Egypt was doing it right,
and I gotcha.
And the way that they've got it, the way they've got it set up now, or the way they're talking about it, that the Egyptians were
the bad guys,
actually the bad guys, the pagans.
Yes,
you know, the only thing pagan about Egypt was. Is that they lived in the desert, because that's what it actually means. When you that's what the word pagan means.
Really?
A country dweller, yes.
Huh. Yeah. I didn't know that.
One that lives in a remote area.
I did not know that.
Yeah. By definition, it does. It had nothing to do with religion, nothing to do with idol worship or anything.
Wow.
We just, it's been tweaked like that over
like so many other
over
words.
Over hundreds of years, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. They play with words.
They really do.
And It was so important to the ones that were actually trying to say that Egypt were pagan worshipers. Mm-hmm. They actually went over there and changed some hieroglyphics to make it seem like.
Man, it's so weird you brought that up. I was listening to something today and they were talking about that, about they had to put security up because people were going and changing the hieroglyphics. That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah, and if you noticed. All the major religions, like the Catholic Church, and not necessarily the major religions, but governments, the United States government, they went over there and they pulled a lot of obelisks out of the out of Egypt, and they got them set up. There's one in New York, the city of New York, that actually came from the Giza Plateau.
Really,
the one that's in the center of the Vatican Square.
Imagine that.
And at the colonnade. That one came from Egypt, and they're all over the world. Mm-hmm. They've just pillaged and robbed everything. Well, I won't say everything, but most of everything, you know, from Egypt.
Yep, yeah, that makes sense. Par for the course.
Yeah, and for the life of me, it's kind of difficult to understand, you know, why in every culture they're both sides. There's good and bad, and that's the way it was in Egypt.
Always.
It was the same way.
Yeah.
And it's like that over here. It's like been like that in every high culture.
Mm-hmm.
And in Babylon, while Nimrod was ruling, that land was totally corrupt in Babylon.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Babylon was evil.
But he ruled with an iron fist, you know, because of the fact that he was a giant. Everybody was afraid of him.
Yeah.
Except, what's the guy name? He was the one that actually killed him.
You talking about killed Nimrod?
Yes.
The great hunter?
Yes.
Hunter?
Yeah, another great hunter killed him. Actually, it was, who was it? Esau.
Ah.
Esau was the one. He shot him with a bow. and finished them all.
Wow.
But as things go, as far as Egypt is concerned,
mm-hmm.
There's a couple of verses I want to read about that.
Okay.
All right. One specifically is Revelation 3:14. Okay. It's concerning the church of Laodicea, the lukewarm church.
Mm-hmm.
And to the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen. All right. The faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I mean, when you read that.
Whoa.
Yeah. Think about it. Think about what they're saying. Have you ever read a different translation than this?
No.
And this is out of the King James Version. It says, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God.
Who are the Amen?
You noticed the article right there, didn't you?
Hmm?
You noticed the.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, to explain that, probably take about 10 minutes, I guess.
Okay.
Back in the day, in the early Egypt, there was a deity there called Amun.
Okay.
I'm sure you probably heard of it, right?
I think I have, yes.
Okay. He represented the three positions of the sun, the rising sun, the midday sun.
Oh, this is where Horus and all of them come in, isn't it?
Right. It's,
okay.
It's kind of weird the way this
yeah, it's very, very strange. And it's weird because your stuff you're saying is William Cooper. It's replaying in my head. Go ahead.
Right. And he represents the midday sun and the setting sun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And every one of those, it was Amun, Atum, and Atum. And this deity was Ra.
Ra. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now, fast forward to Marduk's reign, circa Abraham,
mm-hmm.
2024 BC and thereabouts and thereafter. He was in Egypt. He ruled with supremacy.
Okay.
And he actually was evil. Of course, I know you've heard of the god Marduk. As a matter of fact,
yes,
That's one of the names of Nibiru, Marduk.
Get out.
No kidding. That is one of the names.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And if you know anything about him or anything about his characteristics, he wasn't a normal deity. He ruled the house of Aries.
Okay.
And as it went, he ruled with an iron fist, and he set up all kind of different strongholds. One of them, two of them, were Sodom and Gomorrah. And if you think about it, Terry, this is a family fight.
Yeah, isn't it always?
It's a family squabble. And it's at the God level. Or is that the deity level?
Wow, this is like a Clash of the Titans.
Right, and it was his, and it was the other side of his family, the one that stopped him. And as a matter of fact, the God that we know behind the scenes was actually bringing in somebody, a divergent character, and you know the character I'm about to bring up is Abraham.
Uh huh.
Now, Abraham. Abraham was a Hebrew, not by race, but he was a Hebrew by action, because Hebrew is not a race. It was a divergent act that gave Abraham that title. He was the very first Hebrew.
Whoa. Oh my God.
Yes. But getting back to to the actual the verse in Revelation where it talks about the thing says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Now, that deity wasn't always in that position. He came to power in Egypt.
Okay. And we can back that up.
Yes, it's in the Bible.
Oh wow. Man, it's hard for me to wrap my mind around that.
Now, I'm not saying that he, when he came to power in Egypt, that was the first time he was granted power. Now, this was probably just one of the incarnations that he did in Egypt.
For a specific reason.
For a specific reason, yeah.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Because that's what he does.
Because he always has been.
And always will be.
Yeah, and always will be.
Valid, very valid point.
But I just didn't know that he was in Egypt.
I've never heard that until you just brought it up. That's mind-blowing.
I just recently found out, too, that he was in Egypt.
Okay, so was the reason he was in Egypt to make sure that what happened as far as let my people go and all that good stuff, you know? Or is this before that?
And you can say, yeah. And fast forward several generations, you know, later.
Yeah.
You got to realize, too, that that not only Abraham went to Egypt, you know, not only Abraham came out of if you want to put the title pagan to where Abraham came from, you can do it. Because
sure.
he's a Chaldean. Okay.
Right.
And I mean these people wrote in an ancient script. It was like a cuneiform. It was in a cuneiform script the way they wrote.
Right.
And yeah. And as time went on, when Abraham was born, before Abraham was born, Nimrod's diviners and soothsayers was trying to find out, you know, where the where the actual prince or the prophet was going to be born, because they thought that he was going to probably usurp Nimrod's power.
Of course, can't have that.
Yeah, he did the same thing Herod did.
That's right.
Right, and as time went on, little did he know that the Abraham was born in the palace to his viceroy. He had no idea. Had no idea.
God snuck him in there.
Which was Terah. Now Terah was an idol worshiper, because as you know, when Abraham got older, Abraham came in and destroyed all the idols of his father.
That's right.
And after that, Abraham, you know, went out on his own.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up in Egypt. Of course, you know the story behind that, Sarah, with the Pharaoh and all that. And,
right.
And he said it was his sister, but it wasn't, you know, and so on and so forth. And Pharaoh, you know, he honored him, gave him all those animals, all the gold, and all the stuff. And because Pharaoh knew who he was.
Right.
Pharaoh knew who he represented.
I remember
and
that
he didn't,
story.
He didn't touch his wife because he was told not to.
And yeah.
Right.
I'm with you.
But anyway, the main point I wanted to make was the God that we know was in Egypt.
He was incarnated in Egypt.
Right. He was in Egypt.
Wow. Let that sink in. We need to, we're a break behind. Let's hit this break real quick, Postman. People think about that. And we're going to hit that back again when we get back. So just hold on.
Hi there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest. Most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all. 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Jessica Pig here with Pig Enterprises. We have huge news to share. Thanks to folks just like you, the customer reviews are in, and Pig Enterprises has been named the 2019 Dealer Raider Pre-Owned Auto Dealer of the Year. You heard that right. Out of 275 dealerships across the state of Alabama, Pig Enterprises has been awarded top honors as Dealer of the Year. The next time you're in the market for a quality, certified pre-owned vehicle, save some time by starting with the best in the state, right here in your local community. Whether it's inventory selection, pricing, staff friendliness, or overall experience that matters most to you, Pig Enterprises is second to none and ready to show you firsthand what all the squealing is about. Come visit us today on Highway 31 in Prattville or visit us online at PIGGENT.com for full inventory details, including photos, pricing, and free Carfax reports on all vehicles. Pig Enterprises in Prattville, the state's number one pre-owned automobile dealer.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, Memorial Day is gone, but I have an exciting new sale that will run till June 10th. It's the after Memorial Day sale at Mr. Sandman Mattress with tremendous discounts on this area's largest selection of quality mattresses and beds, great pillows, and the lowest true cost on adjustable bases. All Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Southern, and Scandinavian mattresses are on sale. Not just a few special purchases or limited editions. No interest financing is available with approved credit. We have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. This is Mr. Sandman's biggest sale since our Memorial Day sale. We have just added Diamond Bed in the Box mattresses to our lineup. Made in America, fabulous quality and comfort, and can ship in the U.S. at no cost. Before ordering online, you need to try these amazing mattresses in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Go to this area's favorite store for 18 years. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
Welcome back to the program. Go ahead, Postman.
And there's a there's also another another verse that I wanted to I wanted to read. It's actually Hosea 12:9. All right, get this. This is the Lord speaking.
Okay.
And I, that am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt.
Oh, wow.
Will yet make thee to dwell in tabernacles as in the days of the solemn feasts. That's another verse that says he's from the land of Egypt.
Uh-huh.
Right.
That dwells in the land of Egypt. Why have we never been told this?
Well, for one thing,
well, they can't vilify Egypt if they tell us, can they?
No, I mean they had already labeled Egypt as pagans,
right?
Because they worshipped,
the deities, sun and everything else.
Deities, you know, with animal heads and so on and so forth.
That's
but,
right.
But if you think about it, and if you read, I think it's in Ezekiel when Ezekiel was describing those cherubim.
Mm-hmm.
They had four faces on them.
That's right.
Right.
Ezekiel's, the
chariot. Yeah, one of them's head of a man, head of a bull, and I think one of them was the head of a lion.
That's right.
And a head of a bird.
Yeah, it was weird.
Right. And those are the four different types of beasts that that were in Egypt.
Four different types of aliens, or... When you say they were in Egypt, what do you mean?
Well, if you think about it, the aphis bull, the aphis bull, that's a sacred cow.
Yeah.
In other words.
Right.
Because it's in relation to the constellation Taurus.
Okay, I got you.
Right.
Okay, we're talking constellations. Okay.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, chew on that, folks, for 5 minutes, and we'll be back and talk about it again in 5 minutes. So you're listening to Clearing the Air. We'll be right back. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, this is Brett Lanham with New Look Decorating Center, your number one Benjamin Moore paint retailer. From the right paint color to update your home to zero VOC paint for the new baby's room, we are here to make it simple. We know that picking the right paint color can seem like a lot. It doesn't have to be. Let us make it simple. We can even make a custom one-of-a-kind color just for you. We also specialize in custom stains, glazes, and paint matching for touch-up. If you don't want to tackle the painting yourself, that's all right. Give us a call. We know the best painters this region has to offer. We will be glad to recommend paint contractors who use the highest quality Benjamin Moore paint and carry honest reputations. As for contractors, if you're tired of callbacks from your customers on mistinted paints, costing you time and money, come see us. We know paint, and we know your customers. We also carry the right Benjamin Moore paint for any job or budget. Give us a call at 334-271-0007, or come see us across from Bell Road on Atlanta Highway. New Look Decorating Center. We make it simple. You make it beautiful.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Everybody's starting to ask me, when is it going to rain again? And honestly, the prospects are not good for the next few days. For tonight, we're going to be dry with mostly clear skies, a few clouds, overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow, looks like a high temperature in the lower 90s again. Continued dry, more sunshine, down to 70 for a low tomorrow night. And then getting hotter early next week. I think we'll be in the low to mid-90s on Monday, closer to the mid-90s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Maybe a few pop-up storms towards the middle of the week. but dry until then for the most part. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Hi there. Welcome back to Clearing the Air. News Talk 93.1 WACV Blue Water Broadcasting, Montgomery, Alabama. Welcome to the program, wherever you are in this great big old world of ours, listening on our app or listening on your radio. Thank you for listening. Go ahead, Postman.
Okay, there's one more verse. It's in Hosea also. It's Hosea 13:4.
13:4, okay.
Right. It says, yet I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt.
Wow.
And thou shalt know no God but me. For there is no Savior besides me.
I am your God from Egypt. Wow. Go ahead. Hey, Cole. Who's this? Hello? Good. Hold on for me a second, Frank. I can't even talk. All right. We got a call. We got Frank. I've been expecting his call. Okay, Frank, you're with us live.
Hey guys, how you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Hey Frank.
Hey, good. Hey, first of all, the Egyptian ruler with the one god, his name was Akhenaten. He was married, if you remember correctly, he was married to Aphrodite.
Akhenaten? Is that the one?
Yeah, Akhenaten. Well, yeah, Akhenaten. A-K-H-E-N-A-T-N.
Yeah.
Okay, but the main thing with him, okay, and this is really really interesting. He eventually put an end to the Amen. Put that in the back of your mind. The Amenre cult.
Yep, that's, he got rid of all the pagan gods.
Yeah, that, to me, that's extremely important. But, hey, Postman, I got interrupted a little bit there. Did you cover Hosea 13:4?
Yeah, I just read it.
Yeah, okay, I had to go do something. One thing, Terry, and I mentioned to you earlier,
mm-hmm.
when I first saw what you that we were talking, going to talk about the subject, the research that I was doing 3 or 4 years ago, the reason that I doubted this was the fact that I found one verse in the Bible that contradicts what Postman just said.
Mm-hmm.
But to put it in perspective, and this is why you've got to look at the whole deal. If you take the English Standard Version, the King James Version, which are the two main ones that I use day in, day out, they both say, I am the Lord your God from the land of Egypt, okay? You know, no other God but me, and besides me, there is no Savior, okay?
Wow.
King James says virtually the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. The one that doesn't is the KSB version that says, since I brought you out of the land of Egypt, okay?
Oh, well, they totally changed it.
Yeah, but if you look at 85% of the interpretations, whatever version you're going to take, it's exactly what Postman said,
mm-hmm.
okay, from the land of Egypt. Now, I had not heard that myself. I'd heard it, years ago, but I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it. And the question I have to ask is, why have we never been told this?
Okay? That's what I just asked, yeah.
Now, here's probably some of the reason. I want to dovetail on this a little bit. And full disclosure, me and Postman talked earlier today. But what blows me away is all of a sudden, completely out of the blue, I got this idea, so I just leave it at that, to start studying this subject. And the same thing Postman was studying. Go figure that out, okay?
It's a God thing, man. It's a God thing.
Interesting, isn't it? Okay?
Yeah, it is. Go ahead.
What is the definition of a true Israelite, Jew, or Hebrew? Okay? Is that a person, or is it a belief? Okay? Is it a literal descendant from Abraham, or is it something else?
Hmm.
How many years has Israel sinned and blasphemed and sinned God again and again and again, and he still takes them as the apple of his eye.
Exactly.
Why is that?
Because the covenant he made with Abraham.
Okay. Now, the covenant. The seed of Abraham can ascribe the physical descendants of Abraham, singular or plural, and the spiritual descendants of Abraham. Okay? Physically, Abraham produced two sons, Ishmael, whose lineage includes most of all the Arabs, and Isaac, because Lenny includes all the ethnic and religious Hebrews, Israelis, and Jews, okay? Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to call that, that particular group of people, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I have been taught my entire life, everything in the Bible centers around the nation of Israel.
Me too.
Revelation centers around the nation of Israel.
Everything.
Who is Israel? Matthew 3:8-9. John the Baptist called on them to repent, bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not presume to say to yourself, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children from Abraham. Jesus also tried to focus the Jews of his time on relationship with God more than the physical lineage of Abraham.
Oh, wow.
John 8:33-59. Jews sought to kill Jesus, repeatedly establishing their connection with Abraham and therefore with God. Jesus confronts them and tells them, telling them that the true descendants of Abraham would do as he did, live by faith in God rather than by rule. Jesus reveals that he knew Abraham, then claims his divinity by claiming he existed before Abraham was born. Okay? Wow. Spiritually, those who believe by faith in God's Son, Jesus exhibits an Abrahamic faith by which they are counted as righteousness. You'll find that in Genesis 15:6. Hebrews 11:8, and then Galatians 3:29. This is, to me, nails it. And if you are in Christ, you are of Abraham's offspring, hires according to the promise.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's just the beginning.
It says offspring. You know, because that was a I say again, that was a divergent act that Abraham did, but it was a righteous divergent act that he did. And he made a covenant with God. God honored him, you know, for what he did, and actually blessed him. I mean, his seed was mm-hmm. was like the
sands of the beaches
of the desert. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and guys, I could give you another 30 verses, but I think the point is made. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Love to God, and this is why I was telling you the other night, Terry. This is so sacred to God Almighty that if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, you're done. Okay? You're finished in God's eyes. Love to God, faith in Christ as a personal Savior, and reception of the new heart that gives cheerful and willing obedience to His laws is the essence of being a true Israelite in the name of Abraham. Okay? You've got to have the faith. Now, for those out there, that totally distort it, like the Jehovah's Witness, and say that the only 144,000 will be chosen, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And Israel doesn't exist in that. The chosen are going to be the elect, just as we just discussed, okay? They're mm-hmm. going to come from the tribes of Israel. I could be from the tribe of Israel. You and Postman could be. We don't know, okay?
Right.
But the elect of God will be chosen, okay? That is the true Israelite Jew or Hebrew. Okay, where have you heard that in church?
you won't, and it doesn't necessarily mean that there will be people that living in Israel that will be the chosen.
No, I mean there's definitely going to be some. That's why there's two witnesses.
Right.
Okay, and that's why the two witnesses are going to go in the book of Revelation. But it's also going to be the true believers in Christ. Now, remember, I said in Egypt, Amen, Ru. I shared this with the Postman earlier. I'm going to share it again, if you don't mind, Terry, a personal deal.
Please.
Okay. About 3 or 4 months, I can't remember exactly when, before I had my heart attack, I totally changed the way I prayed, okay? And I prayed to the Almighty God to give me just 10%, 20%, whatever He could give me, and the faith that Enoch had, that He was the one and true Almighty God.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I kept saying, I quit saying, Amen. I have not said Amen since 3 to 4 months, whatever time it is, before my heart attack. Okay? For a specific reason. Okay? And I found this when I was doing some research on something else. And Postman's talked about it a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Christians, we pronounce it Amen. The Jews, Amen. To them, is an acronym of El Menach Naaman, which means Mighty Faithful King.
Mm-hmm.
Muslims use Amen in the same way Christians and Jews do, even though the word does not appear in the Quran. Buddhists and Hebrews use Amen at the end of the prayers, okay, just as we do. Now, if you're God Almighty setting up and listening to us, okay, where did this come from? It came from a pagan worship, okay?
Oh,
from
God.
The Egyptian tent. They called the sun, the sun Ra.
That's right.
And other gods and goddesses were forms of the creator.
Amen-Ra.
Yes. One of these gods was Amen, the secret, hidden, mysterious god, Amen-Ru, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we were actually praying to an Egyptian sun god in addition to the Almighty God. If you're the Almighty God, what do you think?
Oh, God can't stand a speck of sin.
No. No.
Yeah,
and
he's
again,
upset.
We're
he ain't going to listen.
Spirit.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, that's
now
what you blame. And that's what you blame the wrong God.
Exactly. Okay? And where did we... Who ever told us that about Amen?
I don't know where it came from. I've been taught that all my life. That you end prayer with Amen.
Yeah. Terry, that's why this program is so important. I mean, there's things that we're finding out. And then just like Connie said the other night, none of us know everything.
True.
Okay? And heck, I'm probably wrong more than I'm right. But at least we're learning about it. And to me, that's what's important.
That's why I think God looks at that. Absolutely.
Yeah, I do too. Well, but and I tell you, I'm 100% in belief. If I wouldn't have changed the way I prayed, I wouldn't be here right now.
Wow. I'm going to try that.
I firmly believe that.
Well, let me ask you this. Okay, we're talking about Israel being a person and not a place. Is that kind of what we're saying here? Is that what we've said?
No. It kind of. But Israel is a faith.
Does that change anything about end time prophecy, about everybody will be aligned against Israel? Does that change any of that?
No,
okay.
No.
I just wonder.
No. I mean, look at it. And let me give you a simile, okay? Look at it. Just read Google News, and I know you hate AOL News just like I do, but I take AOL just like you do.
Yeah.
Okay? Women's sports has been ruined by transgender.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yes.
100% ruined. Yep. All right?
Right.
Now, that magnify that tenfold with all the stuff that's going on in the world with abortions, child sacrifice, transgender, more gallons, everything. Okay, go back to Revelation, and we're going to be so attacked by everything. Okay,
yes,
which is not it's not the nation of Israel per se. It's Christianity and belief in Almighty God.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah. And that's why, like I say, I could give you another 30 verses that say the exact same thing.
Right.
The seed of Abraham is faith. It's not a land or a personage. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So,
perfect.
Does that make sense? Does that make sense? It actually does.
And someone I want to add to what we were talking about earlier. I think I mentioned it when I was talking earlier, you know, about the about Amun-Ra. That was that title was bastardized, you know, with when Marduk came to supremacy, you know, because he was Amun-Ra in Egypt also too. That was after the faithful and true witness was it first, you know. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about, but it's
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when he came to power. Around the birth of Abraham in the house of Aries, that's the one that he ruled, because it was his time to rule, because they still rule that family still rule this frontier. As a matter of fact, that's what it is. It's a family squabble, and it's two sides,
and they're still
fighting. They're still fighting right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
look how it trickles down to our everyday life.
Right.
And where else are you going to hear it?
You're not going to hear it anywhere else. That's for sure.
It's
not going to be in the mainstream churches. That's for sure.
No, that's for doggone sure. You know, and like I say, you can back this up with the Bible. You can back it up the Book of Enoch. I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah, most preachers will shake their head and look at you like you've lost your mind if you try to say this to them.
You know, Terry, I read a deal the other day where they said probably 75-80% of preachers are afraid to say what they consider to be the truth.
Yep.
Because they'll lose their congregation.
Yep. Isn't that crazy? You talk about tickling the ears. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. Here we go. We're getting there.
Yeah. But anyway, to me, it blows me away. I start studying something, talking to either one of you, and you're doing the same thing. I'm just not... That's uncanny.
We're all on God's page, man.
Yeah, so. As usual, guys, thanks for taking my call and appreciate your friendship.
Thank you. Right. Take care, Frank.
All right, we'll see you.
See you. Wow. Good job. All right, let me hit this short break and not get too far behind this time.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. We're right down here at the Montgomery Marina sitting on this beautiful Alabama River. Speaking of the river, you can get down here and enjoy it because you can rent you a pontoon boat and bring your family, your crew, all your buddies, whoever you feel comfortable with for a little while and ride up and down this beautiful river. All you need is a credit card and a driver's license. We're going to feed you some good food. We'll send you on a little picnic down to the sandbar. We'll cook you up some good old fresh amberjack, red snapper, grouper. Getting all kind of fish out of the Gulf right now. We'll also grill you up a good old hamburger or a good old ribeye steak. We're going to have fun on Sunday afternoon here. I'm going to tell you again, this week Anthony Gomes is in town. First time Anthony's been to the Oyster Bar, so we're excited. We're going to rock the house, I know. Y'all get on down here and check it out. So we'll get a lot going on the river. Rent you a boat, soon to be open an RV park, good food, and a good time. Y'all get down here soon and come hungry, we're looking for you.
Capitol Oyster Bar, located at 617 Shady Street in Montgomery. Or call 239-8958.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Just learning so much about God's Word. Thank you for tuning in, or thank you for wherever you are on this wonderful planet of ours that's steadily being destroyed by the powers that shouldn't be, but thank you for listening to this show anyway. We really appreciate it. Okay, so that's just mind-blowing. And Scripture, one thing I've noticed about the Bible, depending on what's going on with you personally in your life, when you read Scripture, you can read something you've read 100 times, but depending on your mindset when you read it, it's like it's a living book. It means different things at different times. Does that make sense? That's the way it works for me. But I had never read that or never acknowledged. My mind has never picked that up, that I am the God from Egypt.
I've
never seen that.
Me either. And, I mean, it was like an epiphany, you know, when I'm like, and then all the adjoining verses, you know, came with it in different books.
It's like, not like it's just one taken out of context. There's several of them.
Yeah, it tells you like 3 or 4 times that I'm the God from Egypt.
Yep, that's just mind blowing. Hey caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Connie.
Thank goodness. Hey, Miss Connie, how are you?
Hey, Connie.
Well, I don't know, thank goodness.
Well, now we want your feedback because, I mean, my God, it's in Scripture, so what are we supposed to do here?
Yeah, well, okay, but I just want to make one thing clear because of what I said the other night. I totally support the nation of Israel.
And yeah, I do too, after what you told me, yes.
Like I said, I went to Israel. I was so brokenhearted at what I saw.
Right.
But this thing like 9/11, okay, and that five Israelis were dancing. Well, I don't know. I've seen that kind of like there were two that were supposedly connected with Mossad and everything. But here's the problem. People use that. Okay, maybe there were five. Maybe there were some Mossad that was in on it.
Mm-hmm.
But then people use that just like the Muslims use it as CC wicked Jews. It's against the Jews.
Yeah, and I got you. I got you.
And that always just, I cringe at that. Because it's another reason, just, okay, that's the bad, evil Jews. Are there some bad, evil Jews? Yeah. Are there some bad, evil Americans? Yeah. Are there some bad? Yeah, I am not anti-Jew, okay?
Sure.
I just want to make that really clear. I support the nation of Israel.
I got
now,
you.
I don't support everything they do. I support America, but I don't support everything the government does.
Amen.
But I'm just saying, I don't want anything I say to ever be construed as anything against the Jews or against the nation of Israel. Now,
fair enough.
They may be in sin now, some of them. Again, my gosh, when you say Israel, it's not all Jews. There are Arabs, Armenians, and Ethiopians, and there's a whole international mix in Jerusalem. It's not, but and people say, well, yeah, the Jews killed Jesus. Well, the first, quote, Christians were Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah, exactly.
So to say anything about Jews as a whole, the Muslims want to destroy every single Jew. That's how much the hatred is, and I do not want to add to that at all, period.
Okay.
And like, I think it was Frank, which I missed the first part of your show. I have two toddlers with me right now. They're gone right now with their parents, but I was asleep for a little while.
That's okay. I know you're tired, honey. You got to be just beat from all this company.
Oh, my God. It's been so long.
I know.
But that's one thing I wanted to make really, really clear. I love the Jewish people. I do. And God says they would be blinded for a while. He blinded them.
He was right.
Okay, and he said, but that doesn't mean there will be Jews. There are Jews right now saved, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now the government, I hate to say the government even. As I said, there's many, many different kinds of Jews. it's very complicated, okay? Uh-huh. So I'm trying to be careful what
I'm saying. Yeah, you're trying to cover yourself. I love it. Okay, go ahead.
Well, but I just don't want to. I love the nation of Israel. I don't support everything they do.
But I
love the Jewish people, and they need the Messiah.
Yes, they do.
And many of them have found the Messiah.
God said,
okay, but they, Israel was not the Jews. The Jews are not Israel.
Right.
The Israel, as I think, I guess it was Frank who just mentioned, that we don't know who we are.